souvenirs I still cherish. Helen Stanberry's story. As read by Lindsay Beth Hummel. Chapter 5. Breathing Smoke.
They say that there is a forest fire burning just east of Deep Gap. The wind is blowing the smoke over here to Todd. We should not be having forest fires. The mountains always get plenty of rain, especially in the spring. But this year has been different. Almost no rain in March, April, or May, and the temperatures have been really hot, above 90 every day last week. I noticed the fire because my lungs are so bad. I can smell the smoke whenever I walk outside. It just cuts into my lungs. I'm keeping the windows closed, but it seeps in through the cracks. If I have any regrets about the life I've lived, it's my addiction to cigarettes. Now my lungs are so bad, and the fires over in Deep Gap just make things even worse. I have smoked cigarettes since I was 16, well before it was considered proper for Southern women to smoke. Some of the men I dated smoked, so did I. There was no reason why. Neither of my parents smoked, but they never prohibited me from doing so. I was a rich girl who never followed the usual social rules. I did what I wanted when I wanted. Once I started smoking, and once the addiction kicked in, I never stopped. When I was teaching, I never smoked on school grounds. Still, I only lived 3 blocks from the school. I had a cigarette in the morning, none during the school day, but several in the evening. On non-school days, I smoked all day. One of the worst times for my addiction was on our trip around the United States. Ralph Norris smoked, I smoked, and Mr. Eggers smoked. I preferred Lucky Strike cigarettes, as they came out of the pack. Ralph used a natty cigarette holder, which he believed made the smoke less generous, to smoke his British-made Imperials. His Imperials were not always available everywhere we went, so he would grudgingly buy Camels. Mr. Eggers never smoked cigarettes. He said he had once smoked a pipe, but had given up the pipe for his hand-rolled Tampa cigars. On our trip, he too had a compromise, often finding only Dutch Masters available at the tobacco counter. We smoked quite a lot. It is accurate to say that we probably did not travel one single mile, that one of us was not inhaling some form of burning tobacco. Often, all three of us smoked at the same time. The truth is, we smoked nearly all the time. Mr. Eggers accurately counted each gallon of gasoline that we put into the Cord automobile, but he never tallied how many packages of cigarettes we consumed. That, however, is history from long ago. It is now 1973. I have trouble breathing. They gave me this huge tank of oxygen, but it is so large I cannot get it upstairs to my bedroom, where I now spend almost all of my time. If it weren't for the forest fire and Deep Gap, I would be okay. The bad air makes things worse.
Helen Elizabeth Stanberry died in May 1973 at age 67 from pneumonia and a pulmonary embolism. She was correct. The forest fire had made things worse for her. When a coughing spasm brought up blood, she called her friend Melissa, who had taught in the room next to Helen's for nearly 20 years. Melissa immediately took Helen to the hospital, where she died a week later. She left her entire estate to the hospital's foundation, with the proceeds to go toward the construction of a new surgical wing for the hospital, named for her father, S.O. Stanberry. Her estate consisted primarily of large tracts of land that her father had acquired. The executors from the hospital found these tracts fairly easy to sell. One tract was sold to a local amusement park and allowed the amusement park to double in size. A second became a ski resort, and a third became a campus for the local community college. While the land proved easy to sell, the two houses that Helen owned proved more difficult. The smaller one, the one in Boone, was finally purchased by the city to expand a major highway. However, the large, three-story house in Todd proved difficult to sell. There was no town there anymore. Just one old church building, the school, and the Stanberry home. The house sat vacant for 4 years, until the hospital finally told the real estate agent, "Knock down the price until it sells." It was then that the young family from California could buy it. It was literally almost the only property they could afford. They discovered Helen Stanberry's postcards and the remains of her cherished souvenir collection. Yet, until this telling, they never knew the story behind them.
Mama don't allow no music play around here. Mama don't allow no music play around here. Well, we don't care what mama don't allow. We're gonna play a little music anyhow. Mama don't allow no music play around here.